Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 25th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily Email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline is not, well, there is no program tomorrow. So just get it in by sometime in the next week for our program, which will resume next Thursday, the day after Rosh Hashanah, is our next program, as we discussed yesterday. Again, going forward, the program will continue Monday through Thursdays, but with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the next couple of weeks, we'll have to dance around as the program will not take place on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So we will resume again a week from today, next Thursday. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Michal Mansour of Kal Hasidim of Bayswater in Far Rockaway, New York, to share the Dvarei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Mansour slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Meshavirach, Lecholim, and Achenu. As we have the past few days, please have the Jewish community of New Orleans and its surrounding area, as well as all of those who have been impacted in the tri-state, in New York and New Jersey. There was a lot of flooding last night. Please have all of the various communities, individuals. Many people were stuck at a brother-in-law who's on the turnpike till the wee hours of the morning last night, another brother who had flooding in his basement. And so many people have been impacted. And so let's keep everyone in mind and may all of our tefillot be answered l'tova. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mansour.
Be'ezrat Hashem, it should be a chizuk for all of us, for the refuah shlema, for the blessings, for all the challenges that Klal Yisrael is facing. We are approaching Rosh Hashanah, and when we're approaching such a significant holiday like Rosh Hashanah, there's a lot of parts to delve in. And one of the things that I don't think is usually commonly discussed is the simanim, the symbolic foods that we eat on Rosh Hashanah. It might be a highlight, especially by the Saradim. It's one of the highlights of the Rosh Hashanah. The Ben Ishai had the custom to do the Yehida Tzon and eat all these symbolic foods, the dates, the black eyed peas, the leek, the Swiss chard, the pomegranate. He had the custom to eat it by all the four meals. That means he looked at it so significant that it was important based on the Gemara in Horayot and Kiritut that says that a person that wants to go into the year with a good siman, simana miltahi, that doing something symbolic really represents and really has an effect to what the person's year would look like, he felt it was so important that he did it by all four meals. Our custom is we do it by the two nights. A lot of people just do it one night. But I would think to say that it's a very strange custom if we don't really think about it. And the Shlach HaKadosh talks about it. Imagine going to a court case in front of the judge, and he wants to come and decide your fate for the following year, for the following term, if you're going to go, Rahmana Litzlan, to jail, get a big fine. And you take out a date or a black IP or something else, and you say, please, anybody that's seeking death or bad things or challenges for us should be abolished. We would look at you like you're crazy. So why do we go into the Rosh Hashanah? And that's the real first strange thing that we do when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, is we start eating foods. And that should have such a strong effect that it's so symbolic that that could be a way how to get into the year in a positive note. We know that the first sin that was done in the history of the world was done on Rosh Hashanah, done by Chava, by Eve. She ate from the forbidden fruit. But the problem wasn't that she ate from the forbidden fruit. The problem was that she desired the forbidden fruit. It's desirable to the eye. She saw the fruits that God made as a test, as a tease, that a person should want to eat it. And she fell to that tease and said, wow, God made such beautiful fruit, I'm going for it. I'm going to eat it. And that caused the destruction of the world. Because if we wouldn't have gone through that sin, the tikkun would have been an everlasting tikkun for the rest of time. We wouldn't have had it gone through all the challenges that the Jewish people are going for the last 5,500+ years. So Chava, when she saw the food, she saw desire. And that was the sin that caused all the sins for the rest of the generations, is because they had that beautiful desire of food. That was the first sin. Today, when we go on Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hayom Harat Olam, today is the birthday of the world. We take those foods and we say, like the Lashon of the Shlach HaKadosh, he says, when you put Ruvia on the table, you should say, it should be a remembrance to pray to Hashem that you should have more merits. When you see a beautiful fruit, you should say, oh, I want to get closer to you, God. I made it such a beautiful world. Put it in your mind that you shouldn't destroy my world. And it instigates you and it motivates you to say, oh, Hashem created such beautiful fruits. Hashem, please let me have more merits. I pray, I want to have more mitzvot. Because I appreciate you that you gave such a beautiful pomegranate, such seeds, such a beauty, such a good tasting, so healthy. Hashem, let me do more mitzvot. And on a side note on the pomegranate, it's worth it to know. You know that every pomegranate has its own shell. Every seed in the pomegranate has its own shell. And we pray to Hashem that we should do mitzvot, but we shouldn't look at it as a package deal. We say to Hashem, every mitzvah is special. Shnei mitzvot karimon, that every mitzvah has its own package. It's not commercial. Every mitzvah is special. Hashem should give us the feeling that when we come to Rosh Hashanah and we see the beauty, all we should say, Hashem, thank you for the beautiful world. And that's all Hashem wants us to do on Rosh Hashanah. Be mamlichim. Say thank you for the beautiful fruits. Thank you for the beautiful life. We do go through challenges, but there's so much more good that outcast the bad. We should all have at the school of Shanim Rabot, Shana Tova, Umburechet, to us and all of Kelal Yisrael. Now we will continue with saying the Tehillim, chapter Chof. Ramenatzeach, Mizmor le David, Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Menchotecha Volatecha Yidashen Esela, ייתן לך כלבביך וכל עצתך ימלא, לבננה בשועתך ושם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך, אתה ידעתי כי יושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבולות ישע ימינו, אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קראו ונפל ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד, Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'anenu V'yom Korenu. Chapter 23. Zmone David Adonai Ru'i Lo Echsar. Beno Deshe Yerbitzeni Almei Menuchot Yenahaleni. Nafshi Yishovev Yanheni B'ma'ag Le'etzedek N'ma'am Shemo. Gam Ki Elech V'get Salmavet Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi. Shiftecha U'mishantecha Hema Yenahamuni. Ta'aloch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Tzorerai. תשנת בשם אנושי כוסי רוויה, אך טוב וחסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. Chapter 121. שיר למעלות. אשא עיני אל הערים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מעם אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למוט רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל, אדוני שומריך, אדוני צלך על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. Chapter קלמד, 130. שיר המעלות, ומעמקים קראתיך, אדוני, אדוני שמע בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. אם עוונות תשמור יא, אדוני, מי יעמוד? כי אם לך סליחה, למען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני כביתה נפשי, ולדברו הוכרתי נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר. שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדות. והוא יבדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. משברך אבותינו אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה, אהרון, דוד ושלמה, יברך וירפא את החולים. בעבור שהציבור מתפללים באדם, ובלי נדר ייתן צדקה באדם. ושזה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם, להפותם, להחזיקם על חיותם. ישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לרמח איבריהם. עושה גידיהם בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המקום ירחם עליהם ויוצאיהם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Mansour. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Lotova, all those impacted by the storm, everything will be all right. Everything should be for good. Please join us again in 1 week from today, next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Shana Tova, Chasim Chasim Tova. Should be a sweet, happy, healthy, safe year for all of us. See you back in 1 week.